Returning now to politics, the opposition has lost confidence in Ciaran Coilíogh, Verona Murphy. She's determined to continue in the role she was elected to back in December, and she'll have the backing of government, who will put down a motion of confidence in her next week. Niall Collins is Minister of State at the Department of Justice, Home Affairs and Migration. Minister, good morning to you.
Good morning.
And in all likelihood, the government will win that vote next week. Verona Murphy will still be Ciaran Coilíogh. But at what cost, Niall Collins? At what cost?
Well, I think by any yardstick, when the public, having looked on over the last number of days and weeks, when they reflect upon what potentially could end up running this country, were the outcome of the last general election different, I think they will have cause for lots of concern. Because what we saw during the week in particular was a display of attempted mob rule, boot boy tactics, bullying, threatening, intimidatory behaviour, particularly directed at the Ciaran Coilíogh. And now what they're following up with is a campaign to try and misrepresent and to discredit the Ciaran Coilíogh, who is a very upstanding person, who is an independent office holder, and who has been found by another independent office holder, the clerk of the Dáil, to have acted totally appropriately. But yet, Sinn Féin, in the form of their leader, Mary Lou MacDonald, see fit to come on national radio, and anybody who listened to her, to completely misrepresent the facts of what happened.
You've put a lot of fight back there, you know, when you talk about bullying and so on in the Dáil chamber. But is that fair if legitimate issues are being raised by the opposition? Because they would say, and they have said it time and again, and Mary Lou MacDonald has said it, the crux of all of this goes back to the deal that was done with Michael Lowry. And the question I want to ask you is this. Why has Micheál Martin, and it's a question people are asking, why has Micheál Martin squandered a lot of capital in defending speaking rights for the regional independents?
Well, if you go back to the very start of all of this, what we're about, what Fianna Fáil are about, what Fine Gael are about, and what some members within Dáil Éireann are about, is about facilitating and forming a government. Sinn Féin don't want this government to work. They don't want this government to function. They are refusing to accept that they lost the election. They spent the last significant period during the last Dáil thinking that they only had to wait it out and assume the reins of government. The people of Ireland decided differently. Micheál Martin had an obligation to form a government. That is what we've done.
All right, you can try and shift the focus and shift the goalposts here, but what it comes back to is what the opposition has said. And it's a very simple sentence. They say, you cannot form the opposition as well as the government.
And there was never, ever an attempt to do that. And that was a spin which was put out early. And it was certainly a line which a lot of people, particularly within the media, accepted, which I would disagree with. Quite clearly, Micheál Martin pointed out, and I continually pointed out, that what we were about was trying to facilitate every member within Dáil Éireann, give them an opportunity and afford them the opportunity to carry out their representational mandate to hold the government to account. And Micheál Martin detailed yesterday, for example, a number of parliaments across Europe and as far away as Australia, where government MPs and government deputies and government members get an opportunity to partake in leaders' questions to hold the government of the day to account. There is nothing wrong with that. And over the years, Mary, just to make this point, over the years, society changes, politics changes, and the standing orders of Dáil Éireann have changed on many, many, many occasions over the years. And there is nothing wrong with having a modest change, in my view, which affords
a modest change in your view. But what about the charge that has been made as well? Is that when you're explaining you're losing, and you've been explaining this now for an awful long time?
Well, first of all, the operation of Dáil Éireann by virtue of standing orders. Standing orders is the rule book by which the rules by which the House operates. It's actually quite complex. And for people who don't work in the political bubble and in the political environment, sometimes trying to explain that can be very difficult.
It's not about standing. I mean, this didn't start with standing orders. This started with the simple proposition about speaking rights for government supporting independence.
Well, do you know, for the last 15 years, Mary, and you've been covering politics in your role in presenting for RTE, nobody has ever questioned Michael Lowry's legitimacy or his right to partake in leaders' questions, for example, or indeed any other. For the last 15 years, which is what he has been doing, the late Jackie Healy-Ray, like, I mean, we facilitated in 2016, the Fianna Fáil party facilitated.
So what are you saying? You're saying what you're doing is facilitating Michael Lowry.
What I'm saying is the way that the opposition framed this debate from the start, that it was either total government or total opposition, is not the case in reality, and that's the case the world over. There are people, members of parliament, right across the world, partaking in their parliamentary duties, who from time to time support government and who from time to time don't. For example, last night, within the Dáil last night, we had a voting bloc. The Labour Party, the Social Democrats Party, a number of independents, and indeed People Before Profit, actually supported a government piece of business last night. So does that
if you get it right, they'll support you.
But you see, all of this started out with the opposition, some people in the opposition saying we did not want, they saying they did not want their time at leaders' questions reduced.
All right.
And we found a mechanism where their time was not reduced.
Apologies for interrupting, but I don't want to rehearse all of the arguments again. I think people have heard them again and again and again. It will move on to the confidence vote in the Dáil next Tuesday. But for now, I think we leave it there. Niall Collins, Minister of State at the Department of Justice, thank you very much indeed.